Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Attack the Baseline, a WNBA podcast where every episode we attack our baseline knowledge of the WNBA. It is 10:30 p.m. on December 6th, and we have a new roster for a new team in the WNBA. Welcome, Golden State Valkyries. We are here today, Kristen and I, your host John, to talk about the new expansion team within the W that was just held a couple hours ago. We were at a Sixers game, so we didn't have a chance to get your any faster thoughts on the subject, but we've got a lot to say. Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, Kristen, how are we doing?
Doing good. Yeah, just ran home after the Sixers.
Truly ran home.
Ran home on the subway, then ran from the subway stop.
Because it was cold.
Yeah. I'm pumped. I'm maybe confused. Excited. Let's go.
Sixers won, too, so I'm pretty juiced, guys. Mm-hmm. Sixth win of the year? That's huge. Anyway, no news. There is news, but we're going to talk about it later, about a particular team. But let's start from the top. What first impressions about the event? Because you said, what's it going to be like? What was your opinion about how the half an hour ESPN special of this expansion was?
It wasn't as boring as it could have possibly been.
Right.
And we were in a fun environment watching it. Like, we were at the Sixers game.
Right, But if you're on the couch...
But yeah, if I was just sitting in my house watching that, not the most exciting thing ever.
It was probably cool if you were there in Golden State.
Yeah, at their little party.
At the little party, you know, with some pretty high-profile former NBA players and just, like, important people in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Chinna Achebe was there.
Oh, she looked amazing.
I did like her dress. Her dress was cool. Yeah, cute. Matching the Valkyries colors. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, half an hour. I think next year, I don't really know how two teams works because they're picking from the same lot of people. So I don't know what if it's like an order, like a snake draft. Mm-hmm. But that one's going to probably have a little extra juice. But we'll wait and see next year. So let's give Golden State their flowers. They've joined the league with 11 new players, mm-hmm. not 12. And let's go from the top, starting with Atlanta. So, the player that was selected out of Atlanta...
We'll say, apologies ahead of time if we pronounce any of these names wrong, because a few of them we haven't said before.
Haven't even seen before. Our first selection was Ileana Rupaire.
Yeah.
From the Atlanta Dream. And what do we know about this center?
Okay. Ileana Rupaire... A center from, I guess, from the Dream, except not really. I guess the Dream have her international rights. She couldn't have just been a player out in the ether. And they picked her from the Dream. Like, the Dream must have had her rights somehow. But she was a first-round pick in 2021, but has been playing in the EuroLeague. She averages 13 points, 8 rebounds in Turkey, but opted out to sit out this year, which was her final season of her rookie contract, to play for France in the Olympics.
Right. So she's a French player who played for the French national team, last played for Atlanta in 23, played for Vegas in 22. So I don't think, and I could be wrong, and if I am wrong, please correct me. Send us an email, attackthebaseline@gmail.com, or send us a tweet or something on Blue Sky at ATB Pod. I think once you've played in the league, it's not like an international rights thing, like when you're drafted as an international player and you're not, like you don't have W experience. I think she is just a...
But they took her from the Dream.
It's weird because she's probably considered a free agent, but because she only has 2 years of experience, she wouldn't be an unrestricted free agent, which, as we know, you can only select one of if you're the Valkyries in your whole selections.
Yeah.
So in this case, Ileana would be a reserve player.
Yeah, similar to reserve free agent.
Right. So I guess because it's just the last team that she was on,
right,
she still has like some connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's, I don't know how long that lasts, but that was a selection they made, which was surprising. I mean, we thought about players like Haley Jones maybe being available, but again, we didn't see any of the protections. So
yeah, what is that? Like, I really hope those get leaked soon somehow. Like, it just, we know the teams went through this whole exercise to pick who to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And it like is all speculation at this point for us. Like, oh, well, maybe Haley Jones was protected, but maybe she wasn't, and they were just trying to go for international players. And, like, I can't understand the reasoning behind this unless I know exactly who was off the board.
Right. And it seemed like there was plenty of known talent in Atlanta, like at least two or three players that would have not made the cut. But as far as we read the article that came out after the team was selected, Golden State made no trades. So yeah, when we saw these announcements of these players that we had never heard of, we figured, okay, maybe, you know, a team like Atlanta or Chicago or Minnesota was doing like some sort of pick trade to protect an extra player so that Golden State wouldn't select them, which they are allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But no, every pick that was made of the 11 players were all straight up after the protections. These are who we have. They picked.
Yep.
And Coach Nakase said she wants to emphasize shooting and three-point shooting specifically, high-character players. So we don't know what sort of background went into some of these players that we don't know, but they probably have some opinions, some positive opinions about them. Otherwise, they wouldn't have selected them, and they could have selected other players.
So she's saying she wants to select, she wants to have three-point shooting.
So she selected a center.
Why is she not selecting Rachel Banham?
Well, let's get into Chicago.
Yeah.
Out of Chicago, they selected Maria Konde, a forward.
Yeah.
Who I also had never heard of.
A third-round pick in 2019, she has yet to sign a WNBA contract, and it's unclear she even wants to. She has said, if there wasn't a national team in Spain, she's from Spain,
mm-hmm,
for sure I would be trying to go to the W, but the Spain national team, that's kind of like the priority for me.
I have to assume that they basically threw this pick. In my opinion, there are plenty of free agents that they said they might sign. They talked about it afterward. The talking heads that were there said there are plenty of potential good free agents, or just free agents in general, that they would want to sign. And they're not beholden to any of these picks that they make. They could just cut these players, especially a player like Maria, who has never signed a WNBA contract.
Right.
It's the easiest one to cut. I don't know why they would make a pick here and then not make a pick in Seattle if they just didn't want to make a pick at all.
That's what I don't get.
It's confusing.
Like, you're not, why would they pick this person knowing they're going to cut them, but then not pick in Seattle? Just, like, why wouldn't you just cut someone in Seattle then? Like, that, I don't get it.
Right. And likely, like,
and just have a piece. Like, okay, well,
right, get one of Lindsay Allen or Dana Evans or Rachel Banham was unprotected. Like, plain and simple.
Right.
I know I'm speculating,
women that have experience, want to be here, and are decently good. I don't know. My aside is, Isabel Harrison, player on the Sky, tweeted after this, "What exclamation point, just played with Maria in Prague. That girl is a bucket. Fire emojis."
Okay. Isabel Harrison is the plug for Maria Konde. I guess the scouting department was like, we like,
sure,
what we see.
Like, yeah, I'm sure she's good then. But, like, does she want to come? I don't.
Right, you got to get her to want to come.
Like, these
here
international players, in my mind, they're not coming this year. Even if they do want to come, they're not coming now.
And why is that?
Because of the CBA.
Mm-hmm.
I would not sign a contract now when I can just sign a new CBA contract next year.
Right.
So, like, this is, to me, planning for the future. But then why didn't you do any trades to get more draft picks for the future? I'm just unsure. Okay, so that's Chicago.
Moving on
to... Chicago fans have been kind of funny.
Chicago fans were like, the bench was so bad that they made up a player to select in this draft because there was nobody to pick.
Uh-huh. Or they're like, come on, you like, why wouldn't you pick one of our players like to get them off our team?
Right, why don't you want to get rid of one of these players?
Oh, God.
So let's move on to a player that we do know, out of Connecticut selected, Veronica Burton, which when we did this exercise with listener Tim, was the pick that we all agreed on should come out of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So, one on the board. We got one. Veronica Burton. We've talked about her before. A very good guard. Mm-hmm. From the 11 that are selected, I believe that she will be on the starting roster day one for this team, unless they sign a higher profile guard. I think she's good. She played in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. She had a 35% three-point shooting percentage this year.
Yep.
Which is good.
That's something they emphasized.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that one makes sense to me.
Yeah, Veronica Burton. They're the first one that I was like, okay, that makes sense.
But she's also a reserved free agent. So a lot of these players are still not under contract and need to be negotiated.
Right. I'm sure there will be a lot of negotiating. They said that they didn't take on a lot of money for this year, but like, I don't know. Maybe they just want to tank. So they're just picking bad.
No one's tanking. Next.
Moving on. Carla Leite. Leite?
No, Leite, I think.
Carla Leite. Uh-huh. Out of Dallas, a guard. Yes. What do you know about Carla? Because I also didn't really know a lot about her, but she was a recent pick.
Yes. She was the number 9 overall draft pick by Dallas this past year. But she's still only 19.
Okay.
She's not 20 until April, but she was already, she's already a very strong EuroLeague player.
Okay.
In coming out of France.
Mm-hmm. She plays in the French league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, a lot of people were saying, I can't believe the Wings didn't protect her.
Right.
Because she's supposed to be so good, and she's already so good and so young.
And she was a first round pick.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So you're kind of just like throwing away your first round pick. Mm-hmm. But perhaps the reason the Wings opted not to protect her is her availability, because she is moving now because of her age to the French national team.
Sure.
After she was playing on like the junior French national team. So now she can be on the real French national team. That's very cool, I imagine.
Right.
So who knows if she's going to come? I'm sure not this year.
Mm-hmm. These French nationals, they're here.
We're going to be a lot of French.
A lot of French. But also, they're getting Paige. They have Arike. They're probably going to sign Sev again.
That's what I think. Like, the Wings, I think, want to be good this year. I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense for them.
Right. That makes me wonder, did they protect both Tierra McCowan and Kalani Brown? That's my one question mark. I think that's interesting to think of.
Right.
Probably, because I feel like if either of them were available, they would have selected one. However, a center was selected in our next pick.
Okay.
The shocker of the night out of Indiana, Temi Fegbenle.
Well, maybe that's why. Even if Dallas didn't protect the two of them, they said, well, we got a good enough center out of Temi.
Temi.
Yeah.
Like I said, this was a stunner. There was a lot of... Like, she kind of felt like a lock to me. There was even a graphic that came out like a couple weeks ago when they signed Stephanie White that was like a hand drawing of like the team in a huddle, and there was only 6 players in the picture looking at Stephanie White, and people theorized like, oh, these are the 6 players that they're protecting. Mm. And Temi was one of them. No. Temi Fegbenle.
Apparently no.
Who is a player that I have very much enjoyed watching in my first year. A restricted free agent, forward center, very good player, very good selection for the Valkyries.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have to say about
Temi? She's 32.
So a little on the older side.
So bringing the veteran presence to these very young women.
Right.
But she spent the past 5 years overseas. So she's...
Before this year.
Yeah. So even she has had a lot of international experience.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like they're just building an international team. like a full international experience team.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, when the W goes international and the W teams are playing international squads, mm-hmm. they're going to be ready.
It's a take.
Moving on to Las Vegas, a player that was leaked about an hour or so before the expansion draft.
Mm-hmm.
One guard, Kate Money Martin.
Mm-hmm.
People
are very sad and very excited about this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Big opportunity.
Huge opportunity for Kate.
Yeah. Very sad that she'll be leaving the Aces. Sydney mm-hmm. Colson was tweeting that she was very sad.
Mm.
Asia Wilson was on Threads saying that she's like very sad, posting like they're finding Nemo. They do Finn, Nog, yeah,
she was Nemo posting.
Yeah.
Asia was Nemo posting, bro.
They were upset.
I'm sure.
Kate.
I'm sure. But that when we think about it, that means they probably protected Megan and Kia.
Yeah.
And they decided to let Kate go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was going to be one of the three of them. This was another one that we kind of hit this one because we knew if she was available that she would be picked because it just made a lot of sense.
But I thought they would protect her.
Right, right. 38% 3-point shooter in the corner.
Mm.
So she has a role. And we just talked about how KP dropping out of Unrivaled is going to be a big opportunity for Kate to get better in the offseason, learn how to play on 3-on-3, which is different, obviously. But, like, getting more experience, getting better, becoming potentially a face-type player for the Valkyries.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously very young, but, like...
I mean, she's going to be the biggest jersey sales for them.
She's already, right, like, a top 10 jersey sale in the league. But, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of Martin Valkyries,
mm-hmm.
Light purple jerseys.
Yeah. So, hopefully that really works out for her. And I think... So the head coach of the Valkyries now, Natalie Nicasse,
mm-hmm.
was an assistant coach for the Aces.
Yes.
So they already have a very good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that'll be great for her. I'm excited.
I agree. So moving into this back half, our next selection was out of LA from the Sparks. The Valkyries selected forward Steph Talbot.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Talbot. A good player.
Who you said they were going to protect.
I thought they were going to protect her because I thought she gave them some juice. However...
Because she signed an extension with them.
Right. And that was one of the reasons that I was like, well, they probably care to keep her. However,
mm-hmm.
she's a forward. They're on a she would be on a team that is full of forwards that are high-profile forwards. They're starting...
On the Sparks.
Their starting five is like basically all forwards.
Yeah.
And then they have a ton of guards that they can't decide between. And they also have the second overall pick, which if they take Kiki Iriafin, that would be another forward. So you make sense to give up a forward, even though it's funny that a team so full of guards, they did not select any of the guards. They selected the forward, Stephanie Talbot, who, you know, a multi-tool kind of player, can do a lot of things. Has a good level of experience. I think she's like a really good depth piece, really good off the bench piece. I think she could start in a pinch. Pretty good pick from the Valkyries here too,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah, pretty good pick. I mean, I think she was hurt for a while last year.
Yeah, off and on.
So, I mean, as all the Sparks were.
Correct.
But I think she will be able to make an impact if they still want to keep her on the team.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Right. Well, they have that. See, there's an example. There's a contract that they have to hold on to.
Right, like an extended contract.
Yeah, I mean, it was like $100,000.
$125,000.
So she would be one of the more expensive pieces on that team.
And I think she's from Australia.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So another internationally experienced player.
Okay.
Moving to Minnesota. Another... surprise, in my opinion,
pick.
But one that Kristen suggested in our discussion earlier.
I would have taken.
Cecilia Zandalasini.
Mm-hmm. Another free agent.
Another free agent.
Reserved.
Right. Remember, they haven't selected an unrestricted free agent yet.
Uh-huh.
It's coming up. Cecilia was very good for Minnesota throughout the season, sort of a surprise player for them, could come in off the bench and shoot the basketball, make a lot of buckets, had some playoff experience. I think that she is generally a very valuable player, and she's still pretty young. But this was another one that I was like, So there was at least one of Dorca Juhas, Diamond Miller, Alyssa Peely available to be selected. Natisha Heinemann. And they did not go that way. Uh-huh. They decided to go with Cecilia, who is not like a no-name, but it still just surprises me because I feel like if we look at how valuable those players were, I mean, Alyssa Peely and Diamond Miller were probably below in value of Cecilia, but they were higher profile picks than Cecilia because as far as I recall, she just joined from an international contract as well.
She was drafted to the Lynx, played 2 years, 2017 and 2018.
From a while ago.
But then missed, was playing internationally until last year.
Right. So kind of like a Temi situation.
Yeah, like 5 years she played overseas. Weird. But in the playoffs last year, she shot 44% from three.
Yeah. So they saw that number and they were very happy to do that. Well, modern WNBA is shooting a lot of threes.
I support this fully.
Shooting a lot of threes?
No, this pick of Zane DeLacini.
I also think it is a good pick. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I'm just surprised.
Sure.
Personally. But hey. On to the next pick. Out of New York. Another one that was tipped before the expansion draft. And another one that we got right. Kayla Thornton. The player that unfortunately misses the bus for New York. Obviously, this one's pretty straightforward. They retained their starting five and from the finals, and they kept Niara Sobley.
Yeah.
Because when you have a Sobley at home, you got to keep a Sobley at home. So Kayla Thornton was the odd one out. There was a lot of sad posting on Twitter and Blue Sky for this one. Stewie was upset.
Very upset. She said Ruby's going to be upset. Her daughter.
Oh.
And like sad. Posted and posted a cute picture of Ruby and Kayla Thornton together. I know.
That is sad. But Valkyrie's nailed this pick. Kayla Thornton, very good. Like, was in the closeout defending unit in game five of the finals. Mm-hmm. So she's a high caliber defending player.
A very good defender.
A good shooter. Especially a good corner three shooter. There was that one game where she shot like five or six corner threes.
In the Commissioner's Cup. She went off.
So I think they nailed this one. And it just absolutely made sense. And I think Kayla will be starting as well for this team. Moving on to another one that I got right. Out of Phoenix, Monique Billings, who is the one unrestricted free agent selection that was made by the Valkyries. Mo Billings played for Dallas for a good portion of the year last year, then was on a bunch of like 7-day contracts, and then they decided to not extend her, and she went to Phoenix, and she popped off in her first game for Phoenix, and I thought she was going to give them some added juice. Ultimately, Phoenix fell flat, but I think Monique Billings is a pretty good player from what I've seen.
Yeah, this is like an interesting case because there was really like one of two ways that the Valkyries could have gone with this unrestricted free agent piece. Because I feel like most people were assuming like the unrestricted free agent they chose, they were going to core.
Sure.
But like, I don't think that's happening.
No.
With Monique Billings.
No.
So like either they were going to pick a good, I don't want to say good.
Like a star level player?
Sure. A more widely understood, good, unrestricted free agent and core them. But like, or a lower level player who they're kind of showing, like, we want you on our team, so sign with us now that you're unrestricted.
Sure.
Like, I don't think they're going to core her.
No. I don't think they're going to core any of these players.
No, they don't. They're not. They won't.
No. They didn't select Diana Taurasi. because she was protected. Because yeah. She's coming back to play. So should we talk about the elephant in the room, or should we finish the list of and say who their 11th
no,
pick is?
No, let's finish.
Okay. So there's one last pick, which was the other shocker of the night, in my opinion. A player that I thought would have been protected because of how well they played. But Julie Von Lowe. A player that made me go,
my jaw was on the floor.
On the floor. And I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
Surprising. But I guess, you know, another international player, a 31-year-old guard.
She started 34 games for the Mystics this year.
Mm-hmm.
They just let one of their best starters go.
Olivia Miles, welcome to Washington.
If that's not a tank job, I don't know what is.
What do you mean? Getting Olivia Miles?
No, just like not protecting one of your best starters.
I yes, sure. But we looked at the like possibilities. There were a lot of possibilities for Washington.
I know.
A lot of things they could have done. A lot of players that were unprotected that were talented in this case. Obviously, we don't know for sure, but I was thinking that Von Lowe was a lock. Apparently, I was wrong. She was like a cusper. She was like she was on the bubble.
Sure.
But I guess they protected Emily Engstler.
I guess she started so much because
they wanted to lose.
No, other players were hurt for a lot of the year.
Sure.
Washington is always weird.
Sure.
This is a definite case where I would like to see who they protected instead of her. Did they protect Emily Engstler?
Yes.
Did they protect Jade Melbourne?
Maybe.
Did they protect Shatori Walker Kimbrough?
Maybe.
Did they protect Carly Samuelson?
Maybe.
Like, these are people that I don't understand.
They protected Steph Dolson. That's a lock.
They didn't protect all of them.
Nope. Couldn't have protected them all.
So I just...
Because there's four other good players that we didn't just mention that right. are auto locks.
So that's just a shocker to me. But I am excited then to watch Julie play in Golden State.
And I'm also excited to note that Elena Deladon will not be...
Okay. This is what's just weird to
me. In Golden State. Well, I shouldn't say that because she technically could be. But like... Elena, if you're going to come back, please come back to the East Coast so that we can watch you hoop. Yeah. I beg you, please. Go Hens.
Yeah, I'm very glad that Elena wasn't somehow chosen from Washington, as people were saying was going to happen.
Yeah, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Kevin Pelton was locked in on that.
Weird.
Anyway.
Okay, I guess this makes sense if Golden State is, like, really leaning into international players.
Yep.
Because this is a case where an international player... is here and is very good now.
Right.
So that makes sense. It's just like other teams aren't doing that, I guess. Other teams are not valuing this international talent, even though it doesn't matter to me that she's technically a rookie,
mm-hmm.
but she's 31. That doesn't matter to me.
No.
She's good.
She's good. And her Belgium coach just signed as the head coach of...
Connecticut.
Yeah. That guy.
Oh, yeah,
I
went and saw him.
I was like, oh, I recognize that guy.
Wait, is she a free agent?
Julie Von Lowe?
She's a reserved free agent.
Right. She was only on, whatever, 1 year.
So she could even leave and go to Connecticut.
Sure, she could. They're going to negotiate. They have her negotiating rights, so we'll see. But.
Weird.
But I just had a brain blast. I just had a low-key brain blast.
What?
Maybe they just want to pick all these international players because they just want to get international eyes on their team. They just want to get fans that are French
they
or
want...
Belgium. Belgian.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Yeah, maybe they just want Australian fans. Maybe they just want to make money.
How?
Because, like, we're saying that you're saying that these other teams aren't focusing on these international players.
Apparently no, if they're letting them walk when they're a starter.
Right. But what if Golden State was like, we're going to take all these international players. And then all these countries, fans, will be fans of our team. And we'll go global.
Sure.
They're going global. I think
first global team.
The first global team, the Golden State Valkyries, the global state Valkyries.
What were they saying? Mount up.
I think they were saying mount up.
Mount up.
Mount up around the globe.
All right.
All right. We've got one last big thing to talk about. It's the news for the week. We're doing it at the end now.
Yeah.
There was a big investigation in Seattle involving...
I don't know. Big. It didn't take very
enough,
long.
Big enough that it was a news story that ESPN reported on.
That's always going to be news. There's not much else.
Sure. But anyway, there was an investigation into the way that the Seattle coaching staff was treating their players. There were complaints from certain players and accounts that SDS was particularly tough on certain players, and that Nneka Ogumike was getting preferential treatment because she's the president of the Players Association, and all this blah 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 blah. I don't know the exact details.
It's honestly confusing.
It's honestly really confusing. Go read about it if you want to know more details, but you've probably heard about it if you're listening this long in the show.
Well, it only took about like a week and a half.
And they didn't find anything.
They said no bullying was taking place. And then Jewel Lloyd requested a trade.
Bing, bing, bing.
Here we are.
A huge trade request.
Yeah.
This is one of, if not the highest paid player in the WNBA, Jewel Lloyd. About as high profile as any player could be to request a trade. Mm-hmm. This is textbook a player empowerment move, and I'm totally for it for Jewel. I think she has every right to request a trade, and I don't know where she's going to go. We're going to have our own hypotheses about it. There are plenty of teams that she fits on.
Any team should want her.
Yeah, there are a couple that I would say wouldn't want her, but I'm not listing them now. I think that Seattle is a mess right now, and
apparently
I think the Valkyries agreed, because the Valkyries decided to not make a selection out of Seattle. They just said on the broadcast that out of Seattle, they have not made a selection. And I was like, you're just allowed to do that?
Yeah, you didn't have to pick.
But, like, you know, you could have just picked someone and cut them.
Right, you could have picked someone to cut them. Or you could have picked someone that you think could have been traded. Or, like, used negotiations. Like,
sure.
You're just deciding to not have an extra asset. A free asset. At the moment. You're not paying them yet.
Right. Well, they're not an asset then. Because you can't trade them when you don't have them under contract.
Well, you can get them under contract and then trade them. But now you can't because you have no one.
Sure. Yes. Well, I want to check something real quick because...
The list of who is available?
Yes. Actually, I want to see this. Because they may not have been able to make a selection. Because they selected Mo Billings. They could not select Mercedes Russell. She's an unrestricted free agent. Joyner Holmes, can't select her. Victoria Vivians, can't select her.
But, like, then they wanted Mo Billings that bad that they had to take Mo Billings instead of any of these people who I think are better?
I think Mo Billings is better than all of them.
Hmm.
In my opinion.
So you think they protected Nneka Mule...
Yes, I think they protected Nneka Mule, which we could have different opinions about that when they didn't play her all year.
That's weird to me.
Sure.
But maybe they knew all this was going on. Maybe they knew we need future protections.
Yep.
So we'll protect Nneka because our players are leaving now.
Yep.
Skylar? So then the only people left over were unrestricted free agents.
Correct. Right.
Which did obviously leave them in a hard spot, because really that's the same case as Phoenix being mostly only unrestricted free agents, except Charisma Osborne and Makia Herbert-Harrigan.
Right. Because Celeste Taylor was probably protected as well.
Yeah.
Which is a player that they thought was going to be available.
Fine.
Yes, it's a similar situation to over there. And I guess there's no international rights player to pick from Seattle.
I guess not.
But I don't know. Yes, I think ultimately what it came down to is they protected Skylar, Jewel, Ezzy. They protected Gabby because we've seen pictures of Gabby in in workout gear.
She's she's the only one I've seen in Seattle gear.
I think they're just going to give her a bag and hope for the best, which is why she said, if I come here, I better get it. They protected Jordan Horston, and they probably protected Nika Mule then. Yeah. So then it was literally five unrestricted free agents, which you cannot pick two. Sorry. Doesn't mean they couldn't sign someone.
Right.
They could sign Mercedes Russell. They could sign Victoria Vivians.
They absolutely have room to do that.
Which is part of their plan, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If they dump, you know, Maria Conde, who hasn't signed a contract, who knows? Who knows what their plan ultimately is? We can only go off of what the coaches said. We didn't even see, the GM, which is kind of weird. Why didn't we see the GM?
I don't know.
Who knows? But yeah, that's the Golden State Valkyries. 11 players, new to the league. Free agency starts in February now.
Can they still be trading? Or that's done? Until free agency, we're done.
I think you're allowed to trade. I think you're allowed to trade now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're cool to do that. Because they could have done trades.
Yeah.
Right now for the expansion draft.
Right.
I don't think it's up till the expansion draft, then it stops. I'm pretty sure they're find a trade in the off season because it's the off season.
Okay.
So we're going to be focusing on the Jewel Lloyd of it all. And then we're going to think about, I don't know, who's going to sign where, because there's going to be a lot of signings. There are a lot of players that do not have contracts that are going to sign 1-year contracts before the CBA, a lot of high profile players, and they could be technically lured to Golden State. Doesn't seem like that's what they want to do. But you never know. If you have two spots open, you sign two studs. If you sign Neko Ogumike and Kelsey Plum, because everybody seems to think that she's available, then you got a team. And who knows? Who knows? But we know for a fact they're going to shoot threes, which is good to see. Congratulations, listener Tim. You've got a team.
Yay.
We'll do the same thing with Toronto. The tempo. Didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, we didn't even.
We'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
Portland ? Team. We're getting into that. But thank you for listening to this episode of Attack the Baseline. If you would, again, like to send us a email, you could do so at our email address, attackthebaseline@gmail.com, or connect with us on our Twitter or Blue Sky, ATB Pod. If you are here and you're still listening, thank you. I do want to float this idea, which I probably should have floated at the beginning. I am fiddling with the idea of maybe making a Discord for the community. If that is something that is interesting to you, please let me know via email or any other way that you have to contact us. We're going to be back next week to talk about more W stuff and more theoretical things. But Kristen, I'm looking at the baseline. What are we going to do?
Attack it.
Attack the baseline. Thank you so much for listening, and congratulations to Golden State. Bye.